state budget season is winding to its scheduled end next Tuesday, and the mayors of California's largest cities are renewing their push for more funding to address homelessness. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, a Democrat, joined other mayors in the Big Cities Mayors Coalition for a virtual news conference.
We are here because, of course, we know that deliberations over the state's budget are in their final days, and this is our opportunity to offer our closing argument. When this pandemic has passed, our state will continue to suffer from an epidemic of homelessness.
The state Senate and Assembly have already agreed on a proposal to give the cities $1 billion a year for the next 4 years to continue and to scale up their programs to address their homeless populations. Liccardo says the 13 largest cities have 29% of the state's population, but 59% of the state's unsheltered people. He says cities are where the problem is, and also where the solution is. And the legislative budget proposal offers them funding for the solution. Eric Garcetti is the Democratic mayor of Los Angeles.
Usually when the crisis comes, the resources aren't there. When the resources are there, the crisis isn't there. This is actually a match made in heaven. A problem we wish we didn't have, but finally a solution that is right there in front of us.
Garcetti says the legislature's proposal is the closest the state has come to ongoing funding that could sustain the local programs. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff agrees. She talked about her city's use of the last 3 years of flexible state funding to take 1,000 people off the streets each year and to move 600 a year into permanent housing, as well as preventing others from becoming homeless. She says we have to deliver on our promise of dignity by continuing the flexible funding.
We cannot afford such a devastating loss of human care on our watch. We must continue local flexible funding to end homelessness on an ongoing basis, and certainly not rip it away at a time when our communities need it the most.
Republican Mayor Karen Goh of Bakersfield put the issue in moral terms.
This is about people. We've been able to take people, our homeless brothers and sisters, off the streets into safe places. Together, we want to say thank you to our state for the investment, and together we have been our brother's keeper. However, we must be able to sustain the investment and the progress that we've already made.
The mayors have high hopes for the ongoing funding in the coming state budget, but Garcetti acknowledges that no single budget will end homelessness, especially not a budget at the state level.
We want to also elevate this up, if you want, long-term, how homelessness will end, to the national right to housing, something a number of us are working on with mayors and CEOs, housing, which Libby Schaff leads and I'm a proud member of, in the Biden administration's promise to make vouchers universal, which is something we're going to keep pushing for, because we do that with hunger and food stamps. We do that with medical assistance if you're indigent, and Medicaid, which we call Medi-Cal, of course, but it's a lottery when it comes to housing. And so in my city, 1 out of 8 people get it, and it takes years, and 7 out of 8, many of them are homeless. An effective balance between incentives and expectations of folks who are living in our cities as well, and a mental health care system that isn't stage 4.
The legislature has a June 15th deadline to pass a state budget for the fiscal year beginning in July. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.